today we're going to talk about how to heal from a hurt. Amen? Some of you guys are going to be hurt by the end of this Sunday, so you might need to go back to this message. Amen? So please make notes. I have a lot of information about this topic. Let's pray for the missions offering and then for the message, and then we'll jump into it. Father God, thank you so much for your goodness, Father. Thank you so much, Father, for everything that you have done for us. Father, I pray that you speak to us, Father, through your word. Father, I also pray, Father, for the missions offering. Thank you for our missionaries that we support, Father, in this church, Father. And thank you so much for their faithfulness and the people here also always, Father, being generous to them, Father, and just giving, Father, so they can continue doing what they God called, what you called them to do, Father. Thank you so much, Father, for your goodness. And I pray, Father, that this message, Father, will be a message that will be helpful to all of us, Father, whatever circumstances we are, Father. And if we are not going to any circumstances right now, Father, to hover in our hearts, Father, for when that time comes, Father, we can be prepared, Father. And thank you so much for everything that you've done. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. Amen. So we are in this series called How To Things Proverbs Teach Us. And this is the part number 5. And I'm just going to give you a little recap of the last previous weeks. And the first week we saw how to organizing our lives, how to start organizing our lives. The second week we saw how to win work. Amen. That was a great week. I learned a lot about that week. Amen. Week number 3, we saw how to raise kids to you enjoy. Amen. That was another week that, man, God has speak to me a lot. Amen. So I'm in that process of raising children. Amen. And I need a lot of wisdom. Amen. So last week, Pastor Christian talked about how to handle your finances. Amen. So how many of you guys have enjoyed this series so far? Amen. The Proverbs, all the wisdom that we need for our lives. So today I'm going to be speaking to about how to heal from hurt. And what I'm going to do today, I'm just going to give you kind of principles or things that you can think about. I'm not pretending that everybody here is going to be healed today, you know, like in the end of the service. Oh yeah, I don't feel any pain anymore. No, but these are the things that might start the process for you to begin to heal whatever the circumstances or pain you are going through. Amen. So if you have your tablet there, or if you have your phone, please, or paper or whatever, I'm going to be talking about a lot of good things, principles that you might can go back and just look at it and apply it to your life. Amen. So the first question that we have to ask today is this. How to know when you have not healed from a hurt? How do you even know, you know? Do you know that there's a lot of people that are hurt, but they don't even know that they're hurt? Or they think they're dealt with that, but the reality is they continue bleeding. And in every conversation and every time that they speak to people, they're continually bleeding, and they don't even know, amen? Well, I'm going to give you 3 symptoms about how you know that you are still hurting. Amen? The first one is that when you overreact negatively upon hearing the name of such person or circumstance. Amen? When you hear the name of that person or whatever reminds you about that circumstance, you begin to overreact and say things, you know? That is a symptom or a sign that you are hurt and you're bleeding and you don't even know. But other people can see that, amen? Other people can pick that even when you can't see it. So the next symptom is when you refuse to talk about it. Somebody asks you about your family, your dad, your mom, your relationship, whatever. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to deal about it. I don't want to just want to close myself. I don't want to talk about it. That is actually a huge red flag that it's telling us that we haven't dealt with that in our lives. Amen? The third one is that when it's painful to remember, when you remember a person, you remember a circumstance, and it's still bringing you a lot of pain in your life. That means the wound is still open. Amen? Now, I want to share with you, you know, a personal, all of you who have been here and know me for a while, you know that my parents divorced, or separated, I should say, for 5 or 6 years. During that process, you know, as a teenager, it was really painful for me. I didn't understand what was going on completely, you know. But I had a lot of hurt from my dad's side, you know. He didn't deal with some things the way that he should, you know. And that hurt me a lot. The things that he said to me, the things that he did, how he acted, hurt me. So when I came here to the United States, I carried that with me, you know. And it took, and I was very hurt with my dad. After 5 or 6 years, they got together again, and then my dad came back to home. But I still had that. I was already a young adult, and I still had that hurt, you know, things that we didn't deal with. So at some point, you know, I say, Dad, we need to talk about some of the things that it really hurt me. And I just need to talk about those things. I can continue ignoring them because it brings me pain, and I feel like I can't continue, you know, with this pain. So we got together, we talked about, and I really opened myself, you know, I say, Dad, these are the things that you did that really hurt me. I didn't understand why you were doing those things And he was really repentant, and he asked me for forgiveness. I forgive him, and it was a really good time that we got to spend. Amen? Since that time, you know, I remember what happened, right? Because you can't erase it from your mind, but it doesn't bring pain anymore. Amen? And the thing that sometimes we want to convince ourselves that we already deal with things, but we didn't really deal with it. We just ignore it. Amen? And I just want to say this to you. If the problem is in the past, but it still brings pain in the present, the problem is still there. Amen? If you say that you already deal with it, but are you still having, it brings pain to you still today in the present, you haven't healed yet completely. And I know some things takes more time to heal than others. Amen? But if it's been 20 years and you say, I already deal with that, but still you cry because of that, remember that moment and brings a lot of pain to you and sadness, chances are that you're not healed completely yet. Amen? So sometimes the key is to go back, to have a conversation, amen, with that person, with that family member, if it's possible. I know there's some situations that it's not possible to do that. But if it's possible, you can do that. Go back to that time or to that person, deal with it. And if you look at it, it's like this. It's like if you have, you're like an arrow, right? And you have the bow, and you have to go back to gain some power so you can move forward. Amen? And that's what God wants us to do. The reason why we can continue, and it's painful, and we can continue, we don't see the future, is because we need to go back, deal with those things, so we can gain the power of God, of the healing, so we can move into what God has for us. Amen? Yesterday, I was trying to get it in an arrow to illustrate, to make it better, but I couldn't find. And I asked some people if they have some at home, and they say they don't. So, just imagine it. Amen? So, I want to give you three ways that people act when they are hurting. The first reaction that the evil person has is that the evil person, when it's hurting, it continues multiplying the hurt. Amen? Have you ever hurt somebody or said, oh, well, they did it to me, so, I mean, I'm just going to do it because they hurt me, then I have to hurt somebody too, you know? And the evil person always continue multiplying the hurt. Now, We're talking about the foolish and the wise. And the foolish person doesn't talk about it, don't deal with it. They blame everybody. They don't seek wise counsel. Just ignore the problem. Eventually, it comes to a point when it's just so heavy and so painful that the pain itself forces that person to deal with their reality. Amen? So the fool person, the foolish person, doesn't do anything, just ignore it. And the wise person seeks wise counsel to determine why, what is the root, what is causing this pain, and how, what is the solution for this pain. Amen? So I just want to read a few scriptures. Proverbs, talking about the foolish person, Proverbs 15:12 says, the mockers hate to be corrected, so they stay away from the wise. So the people who are full people, I say foolish people, don't want to talk about it. They don't want to deal with it. They will draw from the people who can help them. Amen. They don't seek any help, and they just keep ignoring the problem. Have you ever been in that place in your life when you ignore something? And let me tell you, when you ignore something, it doesn't get better. It's just, eventually, it's like a mine inside of you. Eventually, it's going to explode at some point. Amen? So, the foolish person is like that. The wise person, Proverbs says, Proverbs 15:7 says, the lips of the wise give good advice. The heart of the fool has none to give. Amen? So a wise person seeks for counsel and gives wise counsel. Proverbs 15:22 says this, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Amen? The reason why the wise people can walk in blessing and can be healed is because they ask for help. Pastor Christian said a couple of Sundays ago, he says that a sign for a person who is immature is that they don't seek any help from anybody. They think that they can deal with it. They think they sufficient, right? I was teaching a couple of weeks ago the book of Galatians in the Spanish Bible study on Thursdays. And we got to the point where we were discussing about self, what? Sufficient. I would say self or auto-sufficient, but no, it's self-sufficient. I'm always confused. Okay, self-sufficient. And that person, you know, one of the people who were there, it says, when I heard the word self-sufficient, it comes to my mind to that word illusion. And I say, well, can you explain a little bit more so we can understand, you know? And it says, yes, because we deceive ourselves and we live in this illusion that we can be self-sufficient. But in reality, we don't, because we need people in our lives to help us. Amen? So I thought that was a pretty cool analogy, you know, that yes, we live in this illusion that we can deal with the problem. The foolish person lives in that illusion, right? I can deal with this. I can do it by myself. I don't need nobody. But the reality is that some things you can't do by yourself. Amen? So now, wise counsel, listen to me, wise counsel is going to help you to find the answer of three questions. And if you have something to write there, please write it down. Three questions, very important. If you want to heal, if you want to help somebody to heal, you got to ask these three questions, very important. Number one is, what's happening? It's a very simple question. What's happening? Now, these questions is going to help us to honestly see clearly and admit our reality. Do you know there's a lot of people that are in pain and they're going through a lot of circumstances, but they're blind and they ignore the problem because they don't want to deal. It's too painful to deal with it, right? So what they do is they just don't talk about it. They don't deal with it. And if you're trying to help them to see the problem, they just deny it. Amen? They deny it. But if we want to really want to be healed from the wounds, we have to be honest with ourselves and say, this is what's going on. I'm going through a divorce, you know. You need to understand that. I'm going to lose my family. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to this pain. You need to be realistically understand your reality, where you are. If you do not understand that, it's going to be very hard for somebody to help you, or even yourself. You're not going to be able to heal because you need to understand where you are. Amen? Number two is, question number two is, why is it happening? Why? Is that something that I'm doing? Is that something that somebody did to me? But why is this happening? And you have to be really honest with yourself, because 90% of the pain that we go through our lives is caused by our own decisions. Amen? It's caused by our own decisions. And probably 10 and 20%, it's not your fault, but you have to be open to the possibility of you being the problem. Amen? Or at least to earn part of the problem. Amen? And then the third question is this. How to respond? How are you going to respond? So, what's happening? Why is it happening? And then, how to respond? Amen? How God wants me to respond to this situation? Amen? How should I respond? Now, I've been saying that today, I just want to give you four practical questions. And I'm going to spend the majority of my message here. Four practical questions to help you to think about it. What could be the problem that you have right now, the pain that you have right now? What could be the source of the root of that pain? Amen? So I want you to please, as I ask you those questions, please think about yourself and your own situation. And maybe God will give you some light about what is you going through and the pain that you're going through today, amen, on your life. The first practical question is this. Is your pain caused by your own sin? It's a very honest question. Ask yourself, is this pain caused by my own sin? Let's see what it says. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9 says this. Who can say, I have clean my heart, and I'm pure and free from sin? Who can say that? Nobody can say that, because the Bible says that we all are sinners. Amen? So nobody is free from sin. Let me tell you, do you sin every day?
Yes.
A lot? Yeah. If we're honest, we don't want to. Obviously, we don't want to. But if we're really honest, we sin. We do sin. And what we need to do is that we need to repent, amen, from our sins. We need to ask God for forgiveness. And I always say this, we need to live a life of continued repentance. It's not just one time that you're repentant. Yes, you're repentant and God cleans you and He gives you a heart. But then you're still sinning. And it's very important that you keep your heart in repentance. Say, God, forgive me because I say this, because I act this way. God help him. One of the things that I do in my house is when we go to sleep, you know, I pray with my kids and I make them, you know, kind of aware of this. And we pray together and we say, God, forgive us for our sins and the things, the bad attitudes that we have done today and the bad choices that we have done today. Please forgive us and help us to love you and to serve you and to obey you. That's our prayer, amen? Why? Because I want them to understand, amen, the importance of repenting from their sins. Even though they're little, they might not even understand everything, But I want them to understand that they are sinners and they need forgiven by Christ. Amen? They need to be forgiven. So, now, Proverbs 19:3 says this, people ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. Amen? So are you angry with God? Or maybe you know somebody who blames God because their own decisions. Amen? See, sometimes I see people that they blame God. Usually people who does know the Lord, but there's some people that know the Lord that still don't understand that you still have to bear the consequences of your own decisions. Amen? Yes, God forgive you. He give you a new life, but if you keep making dumb decisions, you're going to reap the consequences. Amen? And then you blame God and say, God, I thought you were with me, God, and why am I this pain? Because of your own decisions. Amen? So, is the pain that you have, ask you this question, is it because of your own sin? Is that because of your own decisions that you are making that is bringing you pain in your life? Amen? The next question, then, question number two is this. Did someone sin against you or hurt you? That might be the cause, you know? So not everything that hurts us is because our own decisions, but it's a small part, amount, a percentage of all our pain comes because people make choices, and those choices end up hurting us. Amen? And I don't like to say this much, but sometimes we're really the victim of somebody's sin. Amen? Sometimes that do happen in people's lives. It's not all the time. It's not the majority, but sometimes people do things. Like I was telling you earlier, you know, when my mom and dad, they separate, I did nothing about it. You know, I mean, it wasn't my fault that they were separating, but it still hurt me because their decisions hurt me. And I hear people saying, I don't do any bad to anybody. I just live my life and I just do my own decisions. But the reality is this, that any decision that you make is going to impact somebody, either directly or indirectly. Amen? It's always like that, you know? Whatever you're doing today, whatever decisions you're making, it's going to impact somebody in the long run, in the short term, directly or indirectly. Amen? So there's no such thing that I just live my life and I don't do any wrong to anybody. Yes, you're going to impact somebody's life to the negative or negatively or, how do you say, positively. I just want to say this. It comes to my mind when I was worshiping here. It's that sometimes men don't see themselves that they're very important at home. But can I just tell you that you might be one of the most important figures at your home. I'm not trying to diminish women or anything. You know, we know that our moms have impacted our lives so much. And women are very, more like God many times. But sometimes men don't feel like we are that important. But I just want to say to you this morning that your leadership at home, your life, your kids needs you. You are one of the most important figures in the family. And whatever you do and whatever you don't do impact very directly to your kids. So if something you're gonna take from today, man, is that you need to stand up and you need to leave your home. You need to love your kids. You need to show them the way. You are very important. Amen? And I know sometimes our society tries to diminish that. Amen? But God has given us the privilege to lead our families. Amen? As a husbands, as a man. Amen? So I just want to give that, I don't know, somebody today. So did somebody sin against you? The Proverbs says, 14 to 10 says this, each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can fully share its joy. And I want to ask you a question. If you are here today and somebody has sinned against you, if you would have to describe today the condition of your heart, what would it be? Let me just give you some. Is your heart resentful, rebellious, broken, or bitter today? Ask yourself, what is the condition of your heart because of what others have done to you? Now, just because somebody sinned against you or did something to you that you didn't have nothing to do with them, it doesn't justify that we get bitter and we don't forgive other people. Amen? And I know this is very hard for some of you, and I know that in the past it's been hard for me to understand. Amen? But just because somebody did to you something, it doesn't justify you to be bitter. Why is this? Because the Bible says that God wants us to live in freedom and not in bondage. Amen? He wants us to forgive as he has forgiven us. And I'm not going to go through the whole forgiveness thing because I just preached a message a couple of months ago. You can go to our website and listen to the message about forgiveness. Amen? But I do want to point that God wants us to forgive because he wants us to be free. Amen? And when we, even if it's not our fault, still it doesn't justify our bitterness. God doesn't justify our bitterness because somebody did something to us. Amen? So, how many of you guys, and this is a very personal question, how many of you have secretly celebrated the ruin of somebody else? Somebody else's ruin. Like somebody did something to you, then down the road you hear that that person did something that caused him to a lot of pain in his life and everything is crumbled in his world, and you kind of like hear about that and you kind of rejoice inside and you kind of like glad that that happened, you know? You don't say anything, but inside you're celebrating that finally that person get what they deserve. How many, have you guys done that? I've been honest, I've done it before. I know it's not a pretty thing. See, this very thing show us how nasty can we be in our human nature, amen? That we even celebrate and rejoice when somebody falls that has done something to us, amen? And that doesn't justify that, let's see what the Bible says. And in Proverbs 24:17 says this. Look at what it says. Don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Amen. Don't be happy when they stumble. Why is God saying this? Because when you rejoice and when you are making a party because that person that hurts you, now it's going bad to that person. That means that you are bitter. That means that you are in chains. That means that you are still attached to that person and you cannot be free. Amen? So the solution for that is to forgive. Amen? To that person. I just want to say, forgiveness is responding to Jesus instead to the hurt. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is to responding to Jesus instead of your hurt. Forgiveness is transferring the burden to God. Forgiveness is stopping trying to control people and outcomes, right? We say, okay, I'm going to really forgive this person when that person come and talks to me and ask me for forgiveness. And then when I see that person, it's really changing, then I'm going to forgive him. Can I tell you that may never happen? You wish that will happen, but that may never happen. And what's going to happen is that you're going to be living in bitterness for the rest of your life. So, we need to stop trying to control and manipulate what other people has to do, when the only thing that God is asking us is to respond the way He wants us to respond, forgive, and let God deal with whatever He needs to deal. Amen? So, forgiveness is letting go both the sin and the stress. Question number three that's going to help us to get to the root of our pain is, what powerful lies are you believing? What powerful lies are you believing? Proverbs 12:17 says this, "He who speaks the truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceives." We all know that the Bible says that Satan is the what? The father of what? Lies. And the Bible says that our hearts is the most deceitful thing. Amen? So our heart, the Satan and our hearts can be very deceitful to us. And sometimes the cause of the pain that we are going through is because we have believed in the lies of the enemy. I'll give you an illustration. I heard this preacher once that he was, a lady came to get counsel one time, and he says that lady came and he started asking him, like, "Okay, so tell me what's going on in your life." And she said, "Well, my husband is being cheating on me. And not only cheating on me, but he posts in social media pictures of him with the other women that he's at up there. So it's not only he's cheating on me, but he's letting everybody know, and he doesn't care about my pain." So, and it says, he said, "My husband wants to have start a family." And she said, "But I don't like him anymore. I don't want to have a family. I don't want to bring kids to this life and where we are right now." And she said, "But I think we should." And the pastor was like, "Okay, so your husband is cheating on you. You don't want to have kids. You don't want to stay. You don't like your husband. But you think that you should have kids? I mean, I don't understand why do you think you have to stay here and just do that?" And then she says, "Well, I mean," she says, "I'm a believer. And I think God is punishing me because I shouldn't marry this man in the first place," she said. "And I think God is punishing me, and I have to accept his punishment for not obeying him." And the pastor is like, "Okay, so I want you to understand one thing, that what you are believing is a lie of the enemy. Because God already took the punishment on the cross for your sins, so you don't have to be punished anymore." Amen? Amen. So if you think that God is punishing you, you're having a distorted image of who God is in your life. Amen? And he says, what you need to do is you need to repent, and you need to stop believing those lies of the enemy, because that's not who God is. God already dealt with the sin and the shame and the punishment on the cross, so you and I can live a life forgiven. Amen? So sometimes we believe the lies of the enemy because the things that I have done in the past, now these things are going to occur. Have you ever think about this? You know? Amen. Man, I have done some bad choices in my life in the past, you know? And once in a while, the enemy wants to bring into my head, it's going to come something, you know, to your life in the future. You know? And I deal with some things that, you know, when I first came here, I remember I was just a teenager, and I texted Pastor Christian, and we were sitting there, and I just started crying, and I said, "Pastor Christian, this is what I've done. This is how I feel." I was like 17, 18 years old. And I just couldn't bear the weight of the sin, the things that I did in the past. And I know that I'm forgiven from the past. Amen. But once in a while, the enemy brings back to that thing and wants to make me believe that God is still going to punish me for whatever I did in the past. Amen. And that's a lie from the enemy. Because he wants me to live not in self-control and in victory. He wants me to live my life defeated. Amen. So the pain that you might have today, the cause can be because you're believing the lies of the enemy. Amen. So either you believe in the enemy's life, your own mind, or you believe in God's truth. And the response to that, it's going to be the way that you live your life. Amen. So for this lady, he believed the lies of the enemy. So she was living a merciful, miserable life, a horrible life, because she chose to believe what the enemy said. Amen? So, what powerful lies are you believing? And the fourth question and the last question that's going to help us to get to the root of the cause of our pain is, what foolish choices have made your life more difficult? Amen. What foolish choices have made your life difficult? How many of you guys have made financial dumb decisions financially? I've done it, you know. How many of you guys have make a relational with other people bad decisions? I've done it too, right? We all, see, it's like, it's very interesting that we all the same, right? We all do the same things. We all dealing with the same things. We all have done things the same way. You know, it's how humans are. We are sinful person. Amen? And there's some choices that make us, they have made our life a little more difficult than it would be if we haven't done those decisions. Amen? And what I want to get here today is this, that the solution for that, it's just to stop making dumb decisions. Amen? It's just as simple as it is, you know? If your heart is hurting, your heart is broken because you go from relationship to relationship to relationship, what do you need to do? Stop seeking for relationships at this point in your life. Deal with the things that you have to deal with. Because you might be the problem. Amen? You might be the problem. So stop hurting yourself and keep making more and more mistakes. Amen? It is what it is. If you and I, like Pastor Christian was saying, if you are in a huge, we are experimenting pain because we are in a lot of debt, well, stop spending, right? Pay your debt. And just, it's very simple, but like I say, you know, we just keep doing the same dumb decisions. And then we find ourselves in a lot of pain. And like Proverbs says, we blame God because all the things that have happened into my life, right? And instead of owning our own mistakes and say, yes, I am the one, I'm the problem, I have to stop buying every little thing that I want to buy, or I need to stop seeking for a man to make me happy, you know, to get into a relationship so I can be happy when I need the Lord first in my life, amen, because he is the fountain of joy and happiness, amen. So, I was seeking a relationship. Proverbs 14:14, I just have two more scriptures to finish. It says, the backslider in heart will be filled with the fruit of his ways. And the good man will be filled with the fruit of his ways. In other words, what you sow, you're going to reap. Amen? Whatever you sow today, you're going to reap in the future. Amen? Proverbs 23:23 says, get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. Amen. In other ways, have common sense, no? Just common sense. Get common sense. Get wisdom. Amen. Why is this so important? Because that's going to help us know to continue making the same mistakes. When you got the truth, the wisdom, you have common sense about, I need to stop doing this because this is hurting me. You have common sense. Amen. And that's going to help you. So, actually, your decisions can be the problem of your pain. So, what is that? What is the solution? Start making wrong decisions. Change your life. Change the way that you're going. Make certain changes in your life so you can have better outcomes in your life. Amen. The conclusion today is this. If you are a believer, I just want to give two different callings today. If you are a believer, you believe in Christ, and Christ is first in your life, but you have a pain, you come here today and you have pain in your life and you don't know what it is, you have to ask these questions. What is happening? Be real with you. Deal with that reality. Ask your question, why is it happening? What am I doing? What other people has done to me that this is happening? And then ask God, God, why do you want me to respond to that? How do you want me to respond? Like I said in the beginning, I don't pretend that this is going to, in the end of the sermons, you're going to be healed for everything. But today might be the starting point. Asking you this question honestly could be potential way to start your healing process. You might need counseling. You might need people that you can trust that can help you to answer these questions, to see with a flashlight something that you haven't seen, you know, and bring people to you. So with a flashlight, you know, when you're in the darkness, you're like in a flashlight, point something, hey, I see this, you know, I see this perspective. I haven't seen this, but I see it now. When people bring their perspective to you, there's a better chance that you can see the problem as it is, and you can make the corrections, the right corrections, and to respond in the way that you need to respond to that pain. Amen? So, if you're not a Christian today, your first step has to be, you have to surrender your life to Christ. Because the reality is, it's going to be very difficult for you to forgive somebody if you have not been forgiven yourself. If you haven't experienced God's forgiveness first, it's going to be very hard for you to forgive somebody. Because the Bible says that we are forgiven by grace. Amen? And when we're forgiven others, we're extending that grace towards that person as we have found grace in Christ. Amen? So, the first step has to be surrender your life to Christ. And then you can apply all these other things. Amen? So close your eyes where you are right now. And I'm going to pray this today. And I'm going to ask God to reveal the things that He needs to reveal to us today. And then I'm going to be leaving the place here in just a few seconds. Be honest with yourself this morning. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Father, thank you because you love us. You don't want us to live bleeding constantly, Father. You don't want us to walk this life bleeding and barely making it. But you want us, Father, to have a good life, Father. When we can be a blessing to others, we ourselves have been blessed by you, Father, and bless others, help others, bring joy to others, no pain and destruction to others, no continue multiplying the hurt, Father. I pray, Father, whatever today, Father, the people are here, Father, bring today, are there situations, Father, and the things that are going through today, Father, that these principles, Father, your Holy Spirit will be working, and they will go back, Father, to these questions, Father, and and your Holy Spirit will be there, Father, and they need to seek counsel. They will, I pray, Father, that you've given the guts to go to a person that's going to help them, Father, and say, I need help. I can't get this by myself. I can't heal this by myself, Father. I pray, Father, you give the conviction that they need, Father. And I pray if somebody here needs you, Father, if you are here today and you need Christ in your life, you want to heal, but you can't because you haven't experienced God's forgiveness. I just want today, I'm going to give you the opportunity, and I want you to repeat after me, please. Father God, repeat. Please forgive my sins. I know that I have sinned against you. Forgive me. Help me to love you, to serve you, to obey you. Father, I know that I'm a sinner and I can't save myself. But thank you, Jesus. You came and died on the cross for my sin. You took my punishment and my sin so I can be forgiven. Thank you. I received that forgiveness. And please, God, help me to change. Through your Holy Spirit, I want to change. I want to be a different person. From today, I want to forgive like you forgive me. Please, God, give me the power. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.